Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last year, 128 Egyptian believers were killed, an unprecedented level according to Open Doors' 2018 World Watch List. Sarah, a Christian ministry worker in Egypt, shares.
I had several bad situations because I'm Christian, because my hair is not covered. One time I was driving my car and someone driving a big car and he just came on the wrong side just to hit me and he came down and kept shouting at me. I couldn't do anything, and it was Ramadan time. And that's the worst month in the year. The people, they became crazy because they feel that your hair is not covered, so you're Christian. So they have to deal with you in a bad way.
Pray that believers in Egypt would remain bold in their faith. And Jesus te ama, that's Spanish for Jesus loves you. And it's this message that Keys for Kids Ministries is hoping to spread among Spanish-speaking populations as their ministry branches into new languages. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says they've just launched a new website called Llaves del Cielo.
We don't call it Keys for Kids simply because it doesn't translate very well. So it's actually translated Keys of Heaven. It's a brand new website that we're just now launching, and basically right now we're just trying to see what kind of demand there is for children's devotionals in the Spanish language.
The next step is to offer these daily devotionals in an audio format. Yoder says Spanish is just the first step into providing gospel content for language groups all over the world. The goal is to see kids who know Jesus and are pursuing a transformative relationship with him into adulthood. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.